This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Fair Day, thanks to our friends at Salesforce.
Yes, we are at Fair Day. Tom, no relation here with the indescribable Dylan. It's all getting set up. It's all happening here at Victoria Park in Sydney for the big kickoff of Mardi Gras. What is it, 2019? We had to get up very early to get out here this morning. I am not fully with it. Have you been to Fair Day before, Dylan?
I'm a first-time Fair Day journey person. I'm very excited. We're hanging out with our friends at Salesforce, who stand with the LGBTIQ community. We're showing a bit of Melburnian spirit here in the beautiful Emerald City of Sydney.
And not to mention serving up some of what else but Melbourne's most uplifting music mix, because it is what we do so well at Joy. But there is plenty to see and do, and my God, is it warm. Melbourne might be a little bit ordinary today, but the sun is out. It is barely 10 a.m. God knows what the day has got in store. The lovely Frock Hudson is getting all set up. She's all dolled up. She's ready to get to work. And we're just excited for what's coming next. So I think... with that, we're going to cross back to you in the studio and check in next hour for more updates from Fair Day for Mardi Gras in Victoria Park in Sydney.
Fearless.
Hey, Joycers, it's Frock Hudson, and I'm here filled with fearless pride at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Fair Day, and I'm joined here at our fabulous stall that Salesforce are letting us share up with two fabulous people from Salesforce. We've got Martin and Kath Mark here. How's it going, guys?
Going fantastic. Happy Mardi Gras, everybody. We're at Fair Day. It is a beautiful day here. If you're around in Sydney, come and join us.
We're at this absolutely beautiful stall. The party is happening with Joy tunes playing. Everyone's getting photos and we're having such a wonderful time. Now, this is the first year that Salesforce have partnered with Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras like this, isn't it?
Yes, we're thrilled to be here, Frog. It's testament to our value of equality for all. The team here are members of the community and made up of allies also. We love it.
It's so wonderful and so fabulous. You've got the Rainbow Pride. Everyone's been dancing around the stall all morning. We've been having such a great time, and the day's only just getting started, isn't it?
We have got a whole afternoon of fun and frocks and drag queens and photos and giveaways. Come on down. I sound like a game show host.
It is a whole lot of fun here. We're having such a wonderful time. But why is it so important for you guys at Salesforce to be here showing your pride and representing the rainbow community here with your business?
Well, one of the great things is equality is actually part of one of our business values. But as an out and proud gay man, I know I can bring my authentic self to work, and that makes the world of difference.
So everyone, if you're here at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Fair Day, come on down, come and say hi to us. We've got some fans to give away. Everyone's been loving those, haven't they, Kath Mark?
Absolutely. They're going like hotcakes, so rush down.
Come on down and join us and party with us here. We're dancing to Joy Tunes at the Salesforce stall at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Back to you all at Joy 94.9.
We are live in Sydney right now at Mardi Gras Fair Day. There's some excitement here. Yay! My name is T Butler. I'm hanging out with my good friend Frock Hudson. Hello.
Hey, T. I'm having the most fun time here today at Fair Day. How about you?
I'm loving everything. I'm melting in the heat, but the colour and everyone's excited. There's so much glitter everywhere. Everyone's smiling. It's beautiful.
It's so fantastic. I've been running around Fair Day making videos for our Insta stories on Joy 94.9, so be sure to check those out.
Is that what you were taking a photo of me of before?
That's now what I was doing.
Oh, okay.
And as I was running around, I ran into Jeremy from Alliance Community. How's it going, Jeremy?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very good. Now, what's Alliance Community all about?
So Alliance Community, as a disability service provider, we employ staff to go out and take care of people in the local community with disabilities.
Oh, so you do that here in New South Wales, Surrey Hills?
We do that actually across the country. At the moment, we're only really located in Sydney, ACT, South Australia and Queensland, but we're looking to take on the rest of the nation.
Oh, I love it. That's wonderful. Now, you've all been walking around in your lovely rainbow heart tops, and you've got some gentlemen with their tops off with rainbow flags. What's it been like for you walking around Fair Fairday. What's the atmosphere been like?
Well, I brought my best friend and his fiance to be promo boys, and I must admit that they have gotten us a lot of attention, which has been absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely. What is your favourite thing about Mardi Gras?
My favourite thing about Mardi Gras is just that I get to be proud of who I am and that I get to show it off to the rest of the world.
Well, that certainly speaks to the atmosphere here today at Fair Day, doesn't it, T?
It's perfect. I love it. All right, that is it from us. We'll be back in a little less than an hour. Keep it right here on Joy 94.9. Back to you in the studio.
This is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. We're here with some good friends. And who makes good friends? But neighbours. I'm Dylan Joel. I'm with Frog Hudson.
Oh, Dylan, you got there with the segue, didn't you?
Amazing.
That's right. We are joined by Matt Wilson and Takea Hoda, who play Aaron and Dr. Dave on Neighbours. Hey, guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, excited to be here. Excited to be talking to you.
Now, you're here because Ramsey Street is getting its Mardi Gras on this year, isn't it? You're going to be filming some stuff during the parade, aren't you?
Absolutely, we're filming some episodic stuff, so we're going to be on a float. Most of the cast are going to be there. We've got about 80 people walking behind us as well, which is the whole production crew, really. So it's a real celebration of Neighbours in a whole and our sharing and everyone's welcome on Ramsey Street.
Now, Matt, you were saying before you heard someone walking past who said, do we have gay characters on Neighbours now? Which is really hilarious because there's been so much publicity over the past couple of years, but especially with the wedding that your characters had earlier in the year and things like that. Was it kind of funny? What's the reaction been like today?
No, it's huge. It's huge. Obviously, we film so far in advance. You never get the feedback. You never see the audience. It's not like you're doing a stage show. So to actually meet everyone here who loves the show as much as we do, it's actually quite surreal. And like you said, someone said, is there a gay character on Neighbours? I thought, that's why we're here. Come. And so you're going to come to the Mardi Gras, you'll see the whole cast and you'll see exactly what we're all about.
So what I'm curious about is if you and the whole cast, and it's great that the crew get to be a part of the parade this year and really celebrate, and you're going to be filming stuff during the parade this year, when's that going to air?
That is going to air when the Mardi Gras happens in 2020. I don't know how it's going to work. At least we know we've got contracts on the show until then. There's our producers over there looking at me going, I don't know about that. So if you see us filming, look down the camera. Make it hard for us. She's shaking her head at me again right now.
I think what's going to be really funny is that's going to mean the entire cast, no one's going to be able to change their hair unless you're all in wigs or bright, colourful rainbows.
Oh, my God.
But it must
we be. Need, can we do this?
Absolutely.
I want to go to your makeup artist. I want the wig.
We'll get it all done. We'll frock you up as well.
Excellent.
So you guys are having a fantastic day, and everyone can come here to the Neighbours stall and get photos with you, can't they?
Absolutely. Come on down next to the big stage and say hello, get some photos.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. I hear that you might be joining Tom and Mikey later in the week and having a chat with them as well,
Absolutely. Maybe
on Joy. So thank you for having a chat with us, and thank you for coming and celebrating Fair Day at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
It's back to you guys in the studio at Joy. Hello, you Joysters on Joy 94.9. It's Frock Hudson, and you are hearing me live from the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Fair Day here in Sydney, and we're having an absolutely wonderful time. We've been at the Salesforce float at our tent, and it's been absolutely a treat. And joining us at that tent has been the lovely Vibe and Coco Jumbo. How are you doing, ladies?
Very good.
Now, you have been hanging out at the Salesforce installation with us, getting photos with people. What's the energy been like today?
Oh, it's been amazing. You know, there's so many families with young kids, and it's great to see, like, a bunch of different people coming to Fair Day and just living their most authentic lives.
Well, it is. Fearless is the theme of Mardi Gras this year, so I think everyone's showing they've got no fear. They've got lots of pride, don't you think?
Absolutely, and there is no reason to have any fear anymore.
Yeah.
Absolutely, loving life and being fierce at it.
Now, it's just the start of Sydney Mardi Gras, and you know, we've got a few more weeks with so much going on. What have you got in the calendar that you're excited for?
Oh, I'm just excited for the parade. We're doing the Salesforce parade, and girl, it's going to be fierce and sickening. I cannot wait. It's going to be fab.
I'm going to be there with you. It's going to be a whole treat. Now, Vibe, you're wearing a lovely caftan. Are you perhaps going to the caftan pool party that's happening this week?
You know what? The caftan pool party is the most exciting, I think, event that is on the roster of calendar events. But yeah, I can't wait for the Captain Pool Party. I'm going to need something to float in.
There's so much going on. There's fabulous cabarets happening tonight. I'm off to go and see Cake Daddy. I cannot wait. It's so fantastic. Are you excited for Mardi Gras? It's ready to rock and roll, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I just can't wait to see all the naked boys.
Ooh! Well, I'm looking forward to all the fabulous fun that's keeping on happening here at Fair Day at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Back to you all in the Joy Studio.
Tom, no relation here, with the indescribable Dylan Joel.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm having a fair day. What about you, Tom?
We're all having a wonderful fair day here in Victoria Park as part of the kickoff of Mardi Gras. And what a day it has been. The sun is shining. It's actually a little on the warm side. And the crowds have turned out. If you happen to be in Sydney, there's still time to pop down. We're going to be here till 8 p.m. tonight, so feel free to come say hi to the crew, and we're going to be making our way. It's amazing. They've got community groups. You can hear the traffic is going nuts next to us.
They got the sports.
They've got a huge sports pavilion. They've got all sorts of artists and
the emergency services if we're in trouble.
Yes, there's been a great representation from all of the the various
SES groups. New South Wales Police. I even saw some glows, and they weren't Gabby. I was shocked. That's our thing. Stop stealing it, New South Wales.
Still plenty more to come.
Oh, I'm excited.
Get on it.
Get on it like a car bonnet.
And back to you at the studio.
Live from beautiful sunny Sydney, it is Mardi Gras Fair Day. This is Joy 94.9. I'm T. We got pretty much the entire Joy team.
We got the crew. It's Frock, Dean, Frock here. Like, that's where we are.
We've got Dylan is here.
Hey.
Dane's here.
How we doing, Sydney and Melbourne?
I got thrown by Dean and Danes. It's all gone haywire. It's been a long day.
We have had an amazing... And Fair Day is still going. We've been having an absolutely amazing time. Sure, some of the stalls are starting to pack up, but now this is when the music is really kicking in.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear this in the background, but this is Electric Fields that are playing in the background here. They're in the middle of a set.
And they are rocking it. Now, Dane, you were saying that you were loving some of the music you've heard today.
Absolutely. Mojo Juju played earlier on this afternoon and she showed a lot of diversity. She talked about growing up in a rural town as an LGBTI youth as well as a person of colour. So she's really connecting with her audience, connecting with her crowd, and she was acknowledging the First Nations people of this area. So she was a great time all round.
Oh my God, I got to see Maribel for all of maybe like 5 minutes. Killed it. She's one of Melbourne's finest. She's going to be the next big thing. And it was Fuzzy, you know, Faustino Golli was like introducing her and kind of giving her the wrap up at the end. And Fuzzy was like, this girl's the real deal. She's got it.
The music is really kicking into high gear now, but the diversity of it is really great. I think something that's actually really awesome of this entire day has been the diversity overall. Sure, there's plenty of rainbow flags, but it's not just that. There's trans flags, bi flags, asexual flags. The visibility of diversity here at Fair Day for Sydney Mardi Gras is just huge.
Can we appreciate there was asexual flags, plural around, that we're getting around.
Yeah.
Like people say LGBTQIA and kind of trail off towards the end. There are people who are like, yeah, this is me, and getting around. And it was brilliant.
It is beautiful. I've loved getting to meet a lot of Sydney siders and also the allies involved as well. We have to remember that we get equality thanks to the other people in our community, not just our beautiful LGBTI people of the world.
The diversity has been absolutely fantastic. Like you were saying, now there's flags of every single colour here. I must agree, last year we were really proud to see the first asexual float in the Mardi Gras parade with just a few people marching in it. But today, the flags have been out for asexuality, even the asexual wigs and asexual t-shirts, and it's really great to see this kind of diversity.
I saw some non-binary flags. I was like, yes, I couldn't fit it in my thing on the plane, but now I'm seeing other people with my flag and it just makes me happy.
It really does make you realise how diverse and wonderful it is here at Sydney Mardi Gras Fair Day.
All right, we have to get out of here because I want to go see Electric Fields, and I think there's another four people that I'm looking at who all agree with me.
We've got to dance, but there's two more broadcasts coming up on the hour with us here at Sydney Mardi Gras Fair Day.
I'm craving some classical music. If only we had a program with classical music at 6 p.m. on a Sunday, please.
We're almost out of here. We're going to go shake our hips down at the main lawn where the Electric Fields is playing at the moment. So we will be chatting to you very soon.
Nice to see you in the studio.
It's Danes, Dylan and Tom, and we are reporting live from the Fair Day, Mardi Gras Fair Day up in Sydney at the moment. We have taken it from Victoria Park, which is still going off with DJs at the moment at the main stage, and we're outside the Seymour Centre.
Yeah, all those kids are too trendy for us, but luckily there is plenty of great content happening all around the area as part of Fair Day. We're over at the Seymour Centre. We've got some very out there performances, but they're getting the kids involved. I think the kids are showing up the stage performers with their dance skills. It's all happening.
We're definitely seeing more at the Seymour Centre, a part of the University of Sydney, but I can't wait to see more as Fair Day turns into Fair Night. There's a whole festival of entertainment over the next few weeks, and I'm excited because coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, there's a little walk down the street with a few thousand people. I believe it's a parade, the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade. It's going to be huge. We'll be there.
Surely you guys have heard of it. We're absolutely going to be there representing you guys, representing Joy. And you absolutely can join us to be able to march with your radio station.
Yes, no, get on it. I mean, it might feel like Fair Day has been such a big day. I know it has been for us, that this could be the totality of Mardi Gras. But no, it is just the beginning, and we have got weeks and weeks of content. So if you've got some downtime, if you can get off work, come up to Sydney, join the fun, join the events, and most importantly, perhaps, join the parade. It's going to be my first Mardi Gras. Hopefully it'll be yours as well.
Absolutely. And if you've missed anything that's gone on today, check out our Instagram. It is all over our story, Joy949. That is where you can find our gorgeous faces.
Yes, but now I fear it might be just about bedtime. Time to pack it up because there's plenty more events to come.
Get bent.
Wow, just Dylan being rude right at the end of the day. We survived for most of it, but that's us signing off from Mardi Gras Fair Day at Victoria Park in Sydney for Joy 94.9. Now back to Bent Notes in the studio.
Joy at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Fair Day. Thanks to our friends at Salesforce.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.